Eli is in Chula Vista, and Eli, there's really no other way to put this. You're freaked out because your girlfriend used to date your brother.
Yep, that's it. It's really weird.
Clearly, this is something you didn't know when you became boyfriend and girlfriend. Can you share your story, honey?
Yeah, for sure. I had, you know, my new girlfriend was over the other day, and we were looking at family pictures, and she's like, oh, no, wow. I'm like, what is that? Oh, no, wow. She's like, I used to date him. I was like, that's my brother. So they dated during her freshman year in college for like a month, and she said, no, it's no big deal. It was forever ago. But it really freaks me out, you know. He lives across the country now. He's happily married, but I can't get this out of my head. It's really getting me. And I really want to know what happened, like how the relationship went, but you know what I'm saying? But I'm just too scared to ask.
I have to imagine that's the number one thing you thought was, oh my God, did my brother get with my girlfriend in that way? And I can completely relate. Can I share an impersonal story quickly? My brother-in-law, Butch, who I love dearly, he's like my own brother, he's married to my older sister, but when he was in college, got with my younger sister and with my ex-wife. How weird.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Not all the way, but I mean, yeah. He dated? The dating is a stretch. I think kissing passionately might be more of a... I probably shouldn't be sharing this. I should also say that we all went to school together. Okay. All went to the same high school, so we've known each other for a very long time. And Butch is home right now. Yep. I'm sorry, Eli. This is your situation.
No, it's all right.
You're going to have to ask. You know that, right?
I know. That's what I'm scared about.
Okay, so my first question is, well, and see, I think that this is kind of more of a male thing, I think, than a female, because this was a long time ago. But, you know, you're you, and you got to know what you can do. And is this going to be something that if she says, yeah, they did, that you can't get past? What do you do?
Especially, like, if it gets more serious and then it comes time to meet the family.
Right, family reunion.
Right, you got that running around your head the whole time. Like, oh, is she looking at my brother too long?
Wait.
I wonder if she's remembering my brother. I mean.
Do you like your brother?
Nah, we kind of get along.
Okay, because I think that's kind of important. If he really didn't like him, it would make it worse. But if you get along, and he's across the country, so I don't know. This is an interesting situation. And, you know, John, shockingly to me, shared a story I didn't know. We've been working together for 25 years. I didn't know this.
It's not really my story, but yeah.
Well, it's your family.
Everybody in my family's gotten over it, by the way. In fact, it's a big joke.
Okay,
all right. So if that's any consolation.
I'm sure there's others who have been in the same situation. So let's see what their input is, if you don't mind, honey, okay?
Wonderful, thank you.
Mind hanging out and waiting for some calls?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, cool. 833-287-1037. Maybe this is a big deal out of nothing. Who knows? What do you think Eli should do? Help a brother out with his brother. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
My new girlfriend was over the other day, and we were looking at family pictures, and she's like, oh, no, wow. I'm like, what is that? Oh, no, wow. She's like, I used to date him. I was like, that's my brother. So they dated during her freshman year in college for like a month, and she said, no, it's no big deal. It was forever ago, but it really freaks me out.
That's Eli wondering if he should love her or list her. 833-287-1037.
Erica in the East Village, what do you think he should do? Love her or list her?
If they hooked up, then yeah, I think that she shouldn't bring that drama into the family.
Shannon in Oceanside, what should Eli do? Love her or list her?
I think he should love her for the fact that it was a month relationship.
And years ago.
A community where everybody dated everybody in my community, knowing that I grew up in Carlsbad. I mean, I don't think this is a big deal at all.
Yeah, I'm on your side, Shannon.
It's hard though, man. If I had a brother and I knew my brother hooked up with my girlfriend now, I don't think I would be comfortable. I don't.
Well, again, I think Tammy's right. This is a man thing.
I think so, too. I mean, if your brother lived on the far other side of the country, he was happily married, you don't see each other very often because you don't get along very well, how does that affect you now?
You always be thinking, I wonder how I can compare with my brother. I wonder if she thinks about my brother. My brother's a handsome guy. I wonder if she still has feelings for. I don't know.
We are
insecure human beings. Come on. I get it.
We all are. But then he should worry about every person she ever dated, right?
It was a month.
Hey, listen, Shannon, I heard it. I know.
It was not that long.
All right. Thanks, Shannon.
Trisha is in El Cajon. Trisha, what do you think Eli should do? Love her or list her?
I think he just needs to call her and talk to her about it and get the answer to the big question and then go from there.
And what if the big question is yes, we did hook up?
I don't think he's a bad person if he ends up dumping her over it.
I'm not sure we're helping or hurting Eli with his decision-making here.
It's interesting, and this one's a real deep one. Thank you. Okay, Eli, you've heard what other people have said, and it really truly comes down to what's in your gut. You've taken in this information. What direction do you want to go, Eli? What do you want to do about this?
Well, I don't know. I figure if they consummated the relationship, I'm probably going to have to say no, because me and my brother we're not on that good of terms in general. And I think it would just be super awkward having, you know, that for the rest of my life.
Tammy, you look shocked. Why do you look shocked by Eli's decision?
I am shocked because that's the past. I don't know, Eli, you're probably much younger than me, but it's just, I feel kind of bad. I always feel bad when somebody says, oh, I got to let them go. And especially because it isn't anything bad that they did. It's because of history and family.
Is there any chance, Eli, that you tell me how new, when you say new girlfriend, how new is new? You're less than 6 months?
Yeah, it's less than 6 months. It's been a couple months.
Is it outside the realm of possibility that you just say, help me get through this to her and let her know?
You know, it's a possibility. I do like her. And if it's, you know, I guess that's the sticking point, is if we can go a couple more months and I really, really, you know, am into her and she seems like, you know, awesome. I think that's what it hinges on, really, is how, what direction it's going with her. Because I know it's not her fault. I know it's irrational and unreasonable, but it was only a month.
It wouldn't hurt you, Eli, actually. You know, you probably can do this online one session. Just talk to a counselor over it, because they can kind of help you see what is it that's really bugging you in just one session.
That's all said and done. I'll give you my number. You call me. We'll have a talk. I'll get you through this,
Maybe
pal.
Maybe you should give Butch's number, for crying out loud.
Well, give me Butch's number.
All right, Eli. Either way, good luck with all this, man. As a guy, it's completely relatable to me, and it's funny that Tammy is so on the opposite end of the spectrum. Like, it's no big deal, because I think it's a very big deal. But okay, agree to disagree. Either way, good luck, pal. Okay.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it, guys.